and welcome to Dialed In, CNET's cell phone podcast. Today is Wednesday, September 24th, and we have lots to talk about today. I am here. I'm senior editor Ken Sherman, and joining me is Bonnie Chang.
Hello.
Hello, Bonnie. And Nicole Lee.
Hello.
And we are here to talk about cell phones, of course. And of course, we have big news yesterday with the announcement of the T-Mobile G1, which is the first phone to support, at least it's selling to support, the Google Android OS. The event was in New York, so we didn't actually get to go, as some of our colleagues over in the New York office covered that. Mm-hmm. But Nicole took a little lead on some of the blogging from this side. She did a first look. She talked about comparison between different devices, comparisons between the iPhone specifically, and some of the data plans involved. So I guess a lot of news. Yes, a lot of news. So I guess the first question I have to the panel is T-Mobile G1, hot or not?
Not. Hardware-wise, no. I mean, it looks, I don't know, the keyboard just does not look very comfortable to me. Like, maybe I need to hold it in my hand to, like, really see if it's a good thing. I just didn't think the keyboard looks that great, but I don't know.
And then the bottom part kind of tilts in.
Yeah, it tilts a little bit inward, I guess, for the mic to be closer to your mouth or something. Yeah. But I don't know. It's very awkward looking, in my opinion.
Yeah, I was a little surprised, just kind of given HTC's track record. I was expecting a little more fashion. I don't know. It just seems meh. I don't know. I wasn't very impressed.
I don't know, Bonnie. You think a lot of things are meh, though, don't you? No, I'm just
kidding. Well, Bonnie, you take a look at a lot of HTC phones, right? So, how do you think this compares?
Well,
to,
I mean, even comparing this to like the HTC Touch Pro, I just feel like it just doesn't hold up. You know, I felt like they kind of dropped the ball on this.
All right. So let's go over what was really revealed.
Yep.
The T-Mobile G1. Is this, hold on, let me find the page here. T-Mobile G1 is this sort of a touchscreen and with a slide-out keyboard. It has a trackball for navigation. Mm-hmm. It has, of course, the Google Android operating system. It'll be available starting October 22nd for $179 with a two-year voice and data agreement.
And, of course, on T-Mobile.
And you'll have 3G, which is sort of a big thing with T-Mobile. It has Wi-Fi, multimedia messaging, which, of course, the iPhone doesn't. Email support, but no exchange support, though.
However. Yeah, not right now.
So it's a little bit weird. Full HTML browser, GPS, 3-megapixel camera. You know, you can multitask with it as a music player with Amazon MP3 store, which is the, I think it offers DRM-free songs. Yep. It also has, you know, Bluetooth, but no stereo Bluetooth, which is a little bit annoying to me.
Yeah, no stereo Bluetooth. Yeah. No video recording either.
Very annoying.
Pretty disappointing with those two.
He has quad band GSM support, though. He also has the one-click search for Google, which is, you know, it's a Google phone, so makes sense. He also has the, like, street view, so you can see, like, the street view in Google Maps. Mm-hmm. He also has something called compass mode, so it's sort of the screen orients to where you're looking at if you're on a street.
Right.
Sort of interesting. You know, there's of course the Android Marketplace, which is kind of, I guess, their answer to the iTunes app application store. Yeah. Looks pretty cool, I guess.
But we don't, I mean, have we, it's not open yet though, right?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
And we just know about the three, there are three applications so far that they've told us about?
They've told us about three. One of them is something called Shop Savvy. It lets you scan the UPC code of a product with the phone's camera and lets you compare prices with other stores, you know, which is, you know, that's pretty cool. EcoRio is an application that tracks your carbon footprint. Breadcrumbs is something that lets you create a step-by-step visual map using photos. So, of course, you can also get games like Namco's Pac-Man and other things like that. It also reads Microsoft Office documents and PDFs, all that kind of thing. But, you know, it's SIM locked for T-Mobile for the time being.
Yeah.
Right.
I expect there will be efforts to unlock it, as per usual with most phones. I don't know. So what do you guys think of it, like, in terms of just basic features?
Well, I think some of the features, I think, look pretty good. Mm-hmm. I'm actually looking forward to really seeing it in person. I think the design is, I don't think it's that bad. I mean, I think that, you know, we have it's to be okay. a little careful comparing it with the iPhone just because the iPhone's just was different than most others. You know, I think that what's really going to be a big thing for me is the touchscreen and how easy it is to use, especially the web browser.
I was listening to the 404, actually, and Wilson was at the event yesterday, and he was saying that it's actually really not that intuitive to use, which is, I mean, of course, we won't know until we get it in our hands, but, you know.
That I'm interested in seeing, because that touchscreen with the web browser, and the iPhone does that best right now, and the Instinct and the Glide and all these other, and the Dare and all these other phones, they couldn't do it just as well. So it'll be interesting to see how that touchscreen works. There's no multi-touch, and some people made a big deal out of that, where you pinch and you tap. And I'm not such like a huge... I don't think that's such a huge thing. I'm more interested in when you move your finger around, is the picture, or is the... you know, is the screen going to follow, is the web page going to follow you?
I think the fact that they do have a QWERTY keyboard on the G1E might sort of replace the multi-touch in a way. Like, it's sort of compromised a little bit. Also, there's, I think, dual-band UMTS. So I think it will work abroad in Europe, and it will be available in Europe later on this year. So along with that, T-Mobile also announced the data plans, which is kind of interesting. $35 for unlimited, quote-unquote, unlimited web, email, and messaging with T-Mobile hotspot access. The other plan is $25 for unlimited web and email and unlimited IM on Google Talk, but you only get 400 total messages for, you know, text messages and non-Google Talk instant message with T-Mobile hotspot access. But there's a huge caveat, apparently, that you are limited to 1 gigabyte usage per billing cycle.
Per billing cycle, right.
Which is like, I don't know, I think I easily use more than 1 gigabyte in a week, you know, for just with my iPhone, right?
Yeah.
So I don't, this sounds a lot. And apparently, if you go over the 1 gigabyte per billing cycle, you will be reduced to 50 kilobytes per second or less.
Which makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And you can't call it unlimited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I think the feature wise it stands up pretty well. The video recording is a miss, and maybe we'll see that on apps, but my response is always it shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed there's no 3.5mm headset jack, and I know some readers are saying, well, you can go get an adapter, but again, shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
The 3G thing is gonna be interesting though, because T-Mobile's 3G network is still small. It hasn't been rolled out to that many cities, and I haven't used it here in San Francisco yet, and the coverage within those cities, don't know how it is yet. So this phone is really going to depend, I think, or 3G is going to be a big part of it, like the iPhone. And if that 3G connectivity isn't going to be a great experience for the customer,
then what's the point?
Really going to hurt this device. Yeah.
Where is it rolled out to, the T-Mobile's 3G network, or how many markets?
I think
it's about 21,
isn't it? Yeah, they're planning on 22 by October, of course, which is when the thing really launches.
Yeah.
I think San Francisco will get it, New York will get it, Seattle, Portland, sort of the major metropolitan cities will get it. I'm looking at watchbol.com, which is where we're also streaming this live for the first time. And some of the people in the chat room are saying that it's syncing over the air, and that's true actually.
Right.
The T-Mobile G1 syncs over the air, and no plans so far for a desktop sync. So you sync pretty much you sync your contacts, your email, your calendar, everything in the cloud in Google's sort of giant archive of information. So that's kind of interesting as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he has the browser, the WebKit browser. So, you know, it's pretty interesting. Like you said, there are some sort of drawbacks with the lack of the 3.5mm headset jack and so forth. But, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the future. So.
We'll have we don't know when we're getting a review model quite yet, but it will be in... October, of course, and hopefully right around the release date, which is October 22nd. Yeah. So
definitely check out our Hot Topic page, cnet.com/google-android.html. We have like a whole comparison chart with the iPhone with 3G, if you care about that.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out.
Yeah,
and
blog about what we didn't get, what we did. Yeah. So check it out. But I'm very interested, actually.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited for it.
Absolutely.
And I think of course, it will also depend on how open it is. You know, they talk about open networks and it's going to be open, but we'll have to see exactly what the specifics are about regarding that openness, because if they lock it down, if they, you know, put a bunch of rules on it and say it's open, then that's not going to be a great experience either. So
yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it. And looking forward to see what else is going on with what other Android announcements we might see.
Mm-hmm.
From other carrier or other manufacturers.
Yeah, I think Samsung. Yeah. I think Samsung and LG are slated to have an Android phone as well by next year. I'm not sure.